All right, let's get to the magic hat.
It's the magic hat.
Yeah, baby. That's what I've been waiting for.
Bring it on.
Basically, a bunch of topics.
Yeah.
And we have no idea where the sports gods want us to go.
Okay.
Until Swag pulls it out of his magic hat.
Hocus pocus. Where are you?
Something. Now you see me. Now you don't.
It's magic.
It's simply what it is. It's magic. We don't know what's going to come out of this hat.
Where is that rabbit?
Abracadabra, MFers. Let's do the magic hat.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
All right, welcome back in. Magic hat time. My guy, Shoffley, even through 14.
Xander Shoffley.
Well, 13 and now 14. He's right there. He's hanging around.
Anything around even par, I think you're going to be okay today. With the bad conditions, nobody's throwing up. Save this for tomorrow. I don't think anybody going 7-8 under par today.
Tough courses to go low.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We haven't done the Magic Hat in a while, so let's jump into it. Swag, what is the old Magic Hat
all
giving
right.
us?
First up.
Now, did you go to the Goodwill Boutique and buy a Magic Hat? Did they have any there?
I went to the Magic Hat Boutique.
Yeah.
And they did not. They had one kind of fedora thing, but they wanted like $37 for it.
This is kind of my point
so
on the price gouging.
That Goodwill boutique down in Selwood, little bougie.
That was my fear walking by it. I saw it and I thought, it's
good. Isn't the point of thrift stores now supposed to be like affordable recycling of clothing and material?
That was not this store. This store was trying to be.
Yeah. Like, it's becoming ridiculous.
There's a couple of them in Selwood.
These are the absolute gems we have.
It's a problem because a lot of people think it's a cool in fashion thing to wear. Retro or old like that's
I might
a,
have to go to like
a style
costume store or maybe we'll see
that's a better call
Halloween when all the costumes
get
start
a cheap
rolling out
garbage one that you can just like, have
yeah
that's
somebody
what you
wants to be a magician
all right
something.
Where are we at
OMG I can't wait
oh this is great I know you know of this. Hmm. I know a lot of sickos out there know of this because we're all outside the window saying yes, can't wait
give me more.
The weekend of August 30th has already been blacked out on my calendar, and there will not be anybody getting me to do anything on that day.
It's an incredible opening weekend of college football.
They have spaced it out very well.
Texas, Ohio State.
Yep.
Boom.
Bama, FSU.
Mm-hmm.
LSU, Clemson, which is probably the game I'm the most excited for. I know. Crazy. Texas, Ohio State's playing. I might be the most excited for LSU Clemson.
Two of your least favorite head coaches. Maybe your two least favorite head coaches.
They're in that conversation, but I got a lot of stock in Clemson this year. I think they're going to be in a Final Four.
Montana State, Oregon.
Cal, Oregon State.
Yeah.
Coming
That's
back
actually
to
not a bad opening game.
It's a nice little game.
Nice little opening game.
Syracuse is Tennessee, and I'm just like, Syracuse is fun now. See what Tennessee is. And then the next day on Sunday.
Somebody's getting a shower after the game.
Notre Dame, Miami. In Miami.
Utah, UCLA is another one for me that's kind of random that I'm excited for. That's the night game on Fox.
Oh, dude. Belichick and TCU. Like, there's some sneaky other games, but those are your
Monday.
Biggest games.
Yeah. That one's on Monday. Yeah. Virginia Tech, South Carolina, and then Notre Dame, Miami on Sunday. It's an incredible opening weekend of football.
And I'm just, I saw it the other day. I knew it was happening, and I'm like, I don't want it to be here because it's only July 17th, but I'm like, oh, I can't wait for that day.
I think I've made the mental switch. I think I'm there. I think I'm ready.
The
I think
next,
I'm
the
good.
Next
don't.
Month
I've soaked
is
up summer.
Go
it's over.
Real fast.
Nah, I'm done. I'm done with it. My golf game sucks. I got nothing
this
else to do. It's hot.
Out of contention.
Hey, whoa. I mean, you focus on your Dodgers losing like 10 of 11 going into the All-Star break.
They still have a
still
nice
in first
cushion
place.
To top the division.
Just
wait for the trade deadline when
Shut
they
up,
load
boy.
Up.
I just think it's going to be a great weekend of football, man.
I hope it lives up to the hype. That was one of the critiques I remember having early in the year last year was, hey, I thought this new expanded playoff was going to lead to bigger games, and it felt like there were a lot of weeks early in the season where there was like, hey, what's the slate look like? It sucks. So, great start to the year this year.
All right, what's next in the old Magic Hat?
All right. What do you do? What do you do?
What do you do? Look, I don't want to get political here.
But
if an individual shows up to your championship and then just takes the trophy of the championship, what do you do? because the president of our United States of America has taken the FIFA Club World Cup trophy.
He took the trophy?
He took the actual trophy home and basically said, they said I could take it and they should just make a new one.
He just took the trophy.
He just took the trophy.
And did they come out and say, yes, we told him he could have the trophy?
I don't believe that has been confirmed.
I did see that they... Was it this in the United States, I'm assuming?
Yes.
It just happened last week.
I know it just happened. I saw the video of they brought him on for a photo, and then they tried to usher him out so they could take the championship photo.
And he didn't get that memo.
And he didn't leave. And it was Chelsea that won, and so he's in the championship picture.
Yeah.
When they released...
He was on the stage.
He was on the stage.
When the confetti went off.
When they released their team picture of them winning the championship.
He didn't do the penis dance.
No, he did not.
I was a little disappointed in him.
They photoshopped him out of the picture.
Yeah, they were trying to usher him off so they could celebrate.
He kind of did a little...
Hey, dude.
We'll see if he sues them.
Cut that one out right there. I mean, I think Chelsea can find another trophy.
Okay.
Like, I think you call the league and
that's
you say,
fine.
Like...
That's fine.
They'll call
what
FIFA.
Do you do...
FIFA's got money.
If this happens with the Lombardi trophy.
He just takes it from the Eagles.
Like, Putin...
Eagles are there.
Putin has one of Kraft's Super Bowl rings.
He does,
and that's just gone. You're never getting that back.
No.
So what do you do?
I think,
do you publicly call out the president of the United States of America and say he stole something from us?
Probably not. I think I'm calling the league or the,
league.
You're calling FIFA.
Calling FIFA and saying, make me another trophy. Or I'm calling the NFL saying, can I get another Lombardi?
It's a big deal. Like, they surprised people by beating PSG 3-0.
Is that
a
surprise?
It was a little bit of a shocker.
Yeah,
that
PSG
that
was a big result. Betting favorite going into that.
Yeah, upset.
And he just came on the stage and he wouldn't leave and he just took their trophy.
Now, we got the World Cup coming up, right?
This was a lot of the venues that were used for that event.
Testing.
Was testing to make sure they got all their...
What if he just snags the World Cup trophy? Because when is the World Cup?
Next summer? Yeah.
I could be wrong on this, and if I am, correct me, but I believe somebody asked him something about this, and he basically said, if I see something that I like, I'm just allowed to take it.
I'm just grabbing it. I mean, it's not a bad grift if you could get your hands on a Lombardi. Dude, I'd love to have a Lombardi in my man cave.
Well, what if he stole like a Stanley Cup?
That would be incredible.
I don't think
if I got a Stanley Cup. No, I don't think he could either.
That's 35
You tell me
right
I could.
There.
You don't think he could do this?
I could lift the Stanley
he
Cup.
Lift it.
You imagine that in Arnie's gym.
It.
You got that staring at you while you're doing your workouts, doing your crunches on the ground. You got a Stanley Cup right there.
It's just a wild development that the president took the FIFA.
I'm not giving that
Club
back.
World Cup trophy.
This is mine now. I'm the champion. Okay. I'm the champion
the president of everybody.
It's the way soccer works, right?
All right. More Magic Hat next on The Fan.
Now you see me. Now you don't.
It's magic.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
There is a video that has surfaced on the internet. I don't know if you guys have seen it out there, but you need to check it out. It is hilarious. Dirt told me about it. So I guess Coldplay was performing at Fenway last night. Special event.
Sox are out of town. All-star break, so no game.
And they pan to the crowd, Jumbotron style. And it specifically like pans to a man holding a woman in front of him with their arms, his arms are wrapped around
kinda
her.
Draped over his shoulders,
and
around
he's
the waist.
Behind, and they're enjoying the music. And it pans straight to them, and they instantly caught it. And they do the, oh, my God, and they both turn away and duck out of the camera. They were caught. This was an affair. This was
on a Jumbotron at a concert.
Do you remember the Dallas Cowboy fan holding the woman who looked like she was crying in a playoff game photo?
Yes.
And that we found out ended up he was cheating. That was an affair as well. This is the same thing.
It's funny because the reaction to getting off of the Jumbotron makes it even more obvious.
Yes.
It makes
like
it
jumping
way worse.
Off of the camera
just
escalates your problems exponentially.
We always say that in like when you're doing updates, if you trip up over
you just keep going.
Don't stop. The minute you stop, you alert everybody that there's an issue.
Act like you were grabbing something, or you're hey, look at that over there, or you're just having a friendly conversation. It's an easy move out of that.
All right, what's next on the old Magic Hat? We got a lot to get to in the
Your boy
hour.
Shams is full of
Say it. What?
Sheet.
Can you please read what the hat says?
S-H-E-E-T, sheet.
So can you read it in full?
Shams is full of sheet.
Oh, look at you. Close to a drop button there, buddy.
That was close. Careful.
There was a guy named Shams Charania that went on the Pat McAfee show and proclaimed out loud, this is going to be the craziest offseason of all time. What a liar. This offseason kind of sucked.
Yeah, not a lot big has really happened.
We haven't seen any. No.
What was the biggest signing? Miles Turner?
That was, I think, the biggest surprise that the Bucks would just eat Dames and then they go get it.
But Miles Turner? That's your. And a Kevin Durant trade that
Durant
we all knew was coming?
Everybody knew Durant was going to get traded.
That wasn't shocking.
Yeah. No.
What's the most shocking thing that's happened? Young Hansen?
I mean, to be honest with you, one of the more shocking things is us trading Anthony Simons. I would have probably told you at the end of the year that wasn't going to happen.
All right,
but that's not a needle mover for the NBA.
No, but we knew Boston was going to move off Holiday.
You knew that they were going to try and get off the Holiday deal.
Can it just be noted? You cannot go on like national TV.
I mean, he can because he did, and he's going to keep doing it to try and sell himself more interest. Hey, every time there's an interview with me, you're going to want to watch because this is the biggest offseason ever. Remember, he did this on SVP. He did a hit on SVP right as free agency was about to begin, and it was at like 10 o'clock at night, and I think it began at midnight or whatever.
Oh, maybe it was SVP.
Well, he did the same thing on McAfee. Okay. He said the different quote, but that the one on SVP was basically, don't go to bed.
And
everybody's like, what? Don't go to bed. What's good? Huh? And then people stayed up, and then it was like 4 o'clock in the morning, and nothing happened.
I stayed up an extra hour because I'm like, oh, he told me not to go to bed.
I want to see what the big news is.
LeBron getting traded.
Something's on the horizon.
This is why he'll never be Woj, and he'll never be a Schefter.
Yeah.
He'll be a newsbreaker for a long time. His name will be in our lives for 25 years, and he'll milk this, we got to pay a guy who tweets $10 million a year for some reason. Still don't understand the point of it.
To get information 5 minutes before we would have gotten it.
Not even 5 minutes. Sometimes like a minute before. Like, it's one of the biggest grifts in sports media is that those people make the money that they make. Because I'm like, well, are they really entertaining when they're not giving us the agent news?
No, we're all going to find out eventually anyways.
So, like, you know, okay, but this is ridiculous.
Do you get a refund?
I can't wait for Status Story next week, so I want to read the story. Swag, I don't mean to get, put you in a weird state of mind. I already think about this, and I'm 38. And people thinking about how they want to proceed once they pass.
Yeah.
Buried.
Right.
Cremated,
sure.
All that.
Yes.
There is a program in Texas, based out of Texas, that will basically allow you to be cremated and put your ashes aboard a space rocket.
Mm.
They'll fire the space rocket into space, and they'll shoot your ashes into space. You are buried at space. See you later. You are in space now.
Does the capsule release my ashes, or do I stay in the capsule?
I believe they shoot it out. I don't know.
So I'm just like space dust at that point, maybe floating around?
Basically.
Okay.
Your ashes are.
Okay.
A capsule carrying more than 160 different people who signed up for this
I don't like the direction
program,
this is going.
NIAX, were launched on June 23rd into space. However, there was a malfunction within the rocket.
Uh-oh.
The rocket then proceeded to come down from just like the outer realm of Earth, and it came crashing back down to Earth. The parachute did not... what do they call that? Deploy?
Yeah.
And the rocket smacked into the ocean, and the ashes just scattered all over the ocean.
So now you're spreading the ocean.
And so now instead of being in space like you paid for, your ashes are in ocean. You're done. They're not going to scoop that up. Do you get it? Does your family or estate get a refund?
I would file a lawsuit, to be honest with you.
If you're not going to refund my money, then we're going to court.
I'm calling a lawyer immediately. This is an opportunity to get rich, and I'm taking advantage of it. If this happens to me and I'm like sending in loved ones, this was their dream.
Emotional distress.
Without a doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Without a doubt. Like resting places
$50 million. Let's
for remains. Some people want to hold on to them. Some people don't, you know, want to spread them in certain places. I've had all sorts of family members who have done different things.
My Papa's last wish.
His dream was to be in space his entire life.
So here's the messed up part. Part of this is orbiting Earth, which is, it's so weird that they have to come to an agreement. They're dead, and their wish is to orbit around Earth and then be shot into space. The company basically came out and apologized for having this. This was the first one, by the way. But
this is the first time they did it, or the first mishap?
No, this was the first.
The opening, like, hey, we're a new business. Come work with us.
We're launching. Quite literally launching.
Yeah.
The company came out and apologized, but then they said, we completed two orbits around Earth. That meets the criteria for a successful Earth orbit.
There's 162 lawsuits coming.
Yeah, there's a lawsuit
166 technically.
You're going to hear from my lawyer. Immediately. I'm suing you for everything you got.
They called it dispersing the contents at sea.
Get the hell out of here. Also, space, I'm out on that. Don't shoot me to space.
Why?
I don't know.
You got against. I'd
rather be
totally cool with this.
Somewhere that I enjoyed, not some unknown. What am I going to do in space? Float around?
We don't have enough.
Put me
time.
On a golf course somewhere. Somebody get a ticket to the Masters and go walk around Augusta.
My mom recently went on this weird rant where she was just like, "Don't dump my ashes at the ocean.
Why?
Just don't.
She didn't want to be in the ocean. Respect her wishes.
No, I
she wants
will.
To be on land. I don't like water.
She wants to be off like a trail in the woods. And
yeah,
like,
no,
we
we're
never
talking.
Went hiking. What? You are the reason I hate camping. Like, why do you want to go?